It's going off now. Hello, Nickel Dime.
That shit is so sick, man. That's my first time hearing that. That'll be a nice little iTunes buy. I like that a lot. I like that.
Oh my god. That is definitely some hit shit right there with Tyga.
Did you try your coffee yet?
I did. So, what did you make us?
It was Bailey's. What is that downstairs? Colombian?
That was like old Colombian.
Yeah, some Colombian type shit that comes in a box, you know, like coffee. Oh no, that was a can.
Dude, I like mixing Bailey's in with a coffee in the morning. It's a nice little pickup.
You do it in the morning before work?
Not before work.
Oh.
But like I have done it in the mornings, like on the weekends and stuff when you wake up on a Saturday.
I made the mistake of dating a guy from the auto auction, and it didn't work out. You know, I broke up with him for my own reasons. We didn't have enough in common. And it was me and about 20 other guys that worked in this shop. You had your buffers, you had your exterior washers, your interior guys, and you had me. I had my own little special spiff job. And it was about 4 months from the time that I broke up with Guy A that I got with Guy B. Do you think that's a long enough time?
Oh, yeah. Four months?
4 months. Maybe even 5 months.
It's
about four.
Yeah.
Well, I developed a reputation, like, you know, that I'm getting around the auction, I'm sure. You know, not that people, like, I was respected there, but I had some people that did, like, dislike me, and it was him and his little posse, because he got pissy. Like, he was cool about the breakup. We just didn't speak to one another, but it is very difficult. Like, he showed me that it could be very difficult. You made a very wise decision, because when I got with Guy B, I was with him for, like, 9 months.
Especially if you, like, work and you have to talk with each other and, you know, like, you have to count on each other in order to get the job done. If it's, like, a team-oriented project or something, that's whenever it becomes a bitch to have to work with somebody. I don't know, but, like, I really haven't ever put myself in that situation, so I don't know how, like, I would go or if the person that I was with would have to be, you know, do that. And, you know, besides from this one, and it's completely casual, it's comfortable, and...
Well, it gets worse. Like, I dated this other guy for 9 months, and, you know, there was love there, but once again, you know, I broke up with this guy because we didn't have enough in common. I lost interest, you know, for whatever reason. And when I broke up with him, it was the same thing all over again, except it was twice as bad because this guy really liked me. And I had to see his sad face all the time and stuff. Like, I had to walk around. Now, after I broke up with him, I left for military shit, came back. And then I started dating another guy from the auction. But mind you, I was there for 5 years, and that's three guys in about 4 years. Is that bad?
No. I'd still say no. I don't know what other, you know, people out there would say, what other women would say to that, but,
well,
I mean, I'm sure most every guy out there would, you know, general consensus would be, it's all right.
This one tops the cake. When I broke up with this guy, we were together for, like, 8 months. He was so heartbroken that he left the job, and he pursued another career.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it can get that bad. Like, it really was the extreme, man. It was like I was climbing the extreme ladder. Like, first dude was pretty shitty. Second dude was, like, heartbreaking for me. Third dude was, like, oh, I was tired of looking at him, but I couldn't believe he actually left. But it was really, like, it was a realization that I shouldn't do it again. Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. This is my opener.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see someone at my job.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't...
So they... All right, well...
I don't know how to feel about it.
That also cleans houses?
What?
You're... Oh, okay,
no. Oh.
short-term memory failure moment just
happened.
That's
okay. That's okay. That was really funny, though. That was a good one. I wish you would have said it more sincere, like... So, Yeah, but see, with this one, I'm going to try and justify it real quick. This dude and I don't have to interact. You know what I mean? He has to interact with other people that aren't myself, but he does come around me, and it would be like seeing him often and stuff. Right. But I think I'm going to take this leap because it seems worth it. Like, that's what you always have to say to yourself. Like, is it worth it? Like, you know what the consequence is going to be, but I can tell I'm going to have a really good time with him, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, just go for it. Just jump in. Like, if there's something that, you know, that you, if you feel anything, I think it's worth exploring. I mean, unless it's, like, not what, like, anything close to what you're looking for. So, I think you're making a good decision with it.
Well, I can tell you, like, you know how, I don't know if you, do you believe in, like, chakras and energy in your heart and your body and your shit all vibing together?
I wish I knew more about it, but yeah.
I know. Okay. As long as you believe it before I say it, so it's not so silly. But, like, my heart chakra has been so happy since him and I started talking. And it was, like, it's been since, like, Thursday. And it's just, I go so long. Like, we've talked about being lonely and living alone. Now we each live alone. And you have your spats where you, like your independence. And other times you're like, man, it's nice to fall asleep with someone, especially when you have that. Even if it is, like, once a week in whoever's case. But when you have it, you're like, oh, I wish I had this all the time. Like, we did not have sex yet.
Yeah.
And we did, like, a night of cuddling, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so many happy endorphins, like, all the Dramamine and... Is that the right word?
Yeah, I mean, like, in my current relationship, that's the same thing that that we were practicing, too. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Just, like, the comfort of having somebody there. And, you know, like, even though, you know, you aren't having sex, like, it's still, you're still going through that honeymoon phase of when you first meet somebody and it's just that flood of emotions. And going through that is intense and I think also, like, a very beautiful thing to go through and experience. So I understand what you're saying. So now, I mean, you like this guy, so when was the last cuddling session there?
It wasn't last night, it was the night before. It was the only cuddling session. Like, I did the whole Facebook way of getting into messaging, and we messaged for a couple hours on Saturday. You know how you get back and forth with people, and you're like, if you're at your house and he's doing whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I was like watching a movie, but it wasn't even paying attention to it. And, I got to know him, like, not over text, you know what I mean? But, like, as enough where it got to the point where I was like, well, we should hang out sometime, you know?
Yeah.
And we went to work Saturday then, and... Or, you know, Friday and Saturday, but Saturday was the night that he was, like, extra flirty nice to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just, like, say all the details, but there was just enough that, you know, we knew there was no, like, rejection, like, that was going to happen. Like, we both wanted it. So he works a lot. He has two jobs, so he doesn't have a day off. So come Sunday, he came over. And we sat on my couch and talked from midnight till, like, 6 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, that's another thing is, like, talking is, I don't know, it seems like whenever I'm with the person that I'm with now, like, we don't talk much. We just almost spend the majority of our time, like, only, like, making out and, like, you know, touching. And I guess we talk and we share videos and stuff, but, it's good. Like, you talk to 6 in the morning.
Well, there was a little hiccup there where it was like 1:30 and the 6-pack that he brought, we were done with. So we were like, let's go get some beer real quick.
Yeah.
Went to Midtown. It was closed. So we went to Shady McGrady's. We went in there and his friends were there. And then, ew, Lizzie farted.
She's sitting right here. I don't even smell her.
Cabbagey. It came right, like, her butt is in my direction.
Did it shoot the air?
She
and the puff
fucking
of
crop
air
dusted the shit out of me.
Straight under the table.
Like, even she's getting up, she can't handle it. She's like, I gotta get away from it. You're gonna fart and leave. You think it's funny.
Are you gonna kill that stink bug that just came in here?
You wanna see her do some crazy shit with the stink bug? She will. Yeah. But she doesn't. Stink bugs are gross. Lizzie, get the bug.
Will she eat it and swallow it? Get that shit.
Get that bug, Lizzie. Get it.
Yeah! Come on, don't lose it. Damn it. He flew behind there.
She's too slow. Very, very nice. Two people were there that were his friends. They weren't together as a couple, but they were playing pool.
Yeah.
One dude has, like, military background. Me and him had stuff in common to talk about. And the chick, you know, when you always meet somebody's friend that's a chick, like, I'm really good with girls, whereas a lot of girls are like, I don't know if that guy likes girls.
Yeah.
You could tell that she was kind of one of those girls.
Oh, okay.
You know, nice girl. And, like whatever. So, moving on. She, yeah. I won her over, because, like, before we had left there, we had agreed to, they were going to get a 12-pack, we were going to get a 6-pack and go back to his house and chill. Yeah. She must have got too drunk, though, because when we got back there, she, like, disappeared. So, I think she was, like, pukey.
Oh, okay.
And, like, disappeared. And he had a nice pool table there, like a nice red, like velvety pool table.
Is he good at pool? Like,
yeah, he had, you know, he taught me something. Do you play a lot of pool?
I mean, I played last night, but, like, I'm not very good. I know shots, and I can do a couple bank shots and stuff like that.
It's something insignificant, but it's cool to know. You know, like, the different felts, how it slows the balls down, and how, like, I didn't know that stuff. Like, the blue and the green and the red.
Well, there's some that are, like, I don't know. I don't know much about it, but I'm sure that there's some that are really, you know, thin, and there's, like, other ones that are more, like, carpet-like, that it rolls.
Carpet-like?
Yeah, it slows the roll a little bit more.
That's the red.
She chomped on it.
She doesn't like that taste, though. Look at her. She's acting all crazy. She knows it's stinky. Watch it, Lizzie. Watch it.
She is kind of just playing with it now.
She would have ate it by now, but I bet it put pissed in her mouth or whatever it does. You have stink bug mouth, Liz. So, Nick was like, I didn't want to say his name. He said, you know, I'm going to take her home. So they left. They left us there.
Yeah.
And there was a first kiss. It was nice.
Okay.
Very nice. And, that was that. Then he came back. It was very quick. And, like, I guess we were back at my house at, like, 3, and then we talked till 6 in the morning.
She is munching on that stink bug. Yeah. Like, that time she even kicked it back to her molars and, like, you know, definitely probably crunched the exoskeleton of that stink bug.
For every time she puts it in her mouth, it has to be pissing in her mouth.
Yeah,
stink
all
bug
that
juice.
Stink shit probably is coming out, getting in her gums.
Man, we're, like, permanently infested with stink bugs, man. Like, I think it's going to be an every year thing, the infestation.
Yeah.
It's never going to go away.
They fucking invaded this area. They're not even...
They're from China, right?
Here. Yeah.
Didn't we get them through, like, processing, like, an over time period of, like...
Well, I mean, just when we started, like, transporting different, like, grains and weeds and stuff, and corn, we took European fucking bugs and creatures and moved them over here.
And the stink bug...
The disease colonization of this country started when fucking Columbus and... other motherfuckers started coming over here.
I'd like to see, like, an overview of our country and just see, like, the regions where stink bugs invade people the worst. Like, don't they, like, fucking burrow in the ground or some crazy shit with their, like, samurai shells?
Do they?
I don't fucking know. Then they can, like, fly, too.
I,
like,
don't know what they do outside of the house. Like, I don't know.
Well, they only come, like, this time of the year, but they'll go everywhere. You know, like, out in the country where my mom lives,
yeah.
Like, they'll stick to her screens. Like, it's really bad in the country. They love trees. So maybe they live in the trees.
They're, you know, they're starting to say, oh, shit, it's getting cold out. And then they find, you know, houses that are warmed. And then they, like, oh, it'd probably be comfortable to, you know, make my home in there.
I feel bad for Lizzie. She has stink bug mouth.
Fucking thank you, Lizzie, because I hate them bitches.
You know, if somebody invents, like, you know how someone invented the... mosquito catchers, mosquito repellent, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone can, like, figure out a way to do something to their yard to keep stink bugs away, or, like, their screens on their windows, or however they get in, like,
yeah, I mean,
patent that shit.
Because I only get a couple of a winter, a couple of season. During the summertime, you know, it was probably just, you know, one or two a month. And I don't know. I usually just try to, like, capture them and throw them out. So maybe I get more. Or do you kill your stink bugs?
I haven't, knock on wood, I haven't had any stink bugs in my place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm on the third floor and there's no trees around my place. Like, maybe I'm up too high for them to want to come up that high to...
Well, I got this bamboo in the back. So
that does not help.
That, you know, it's like a colony out there. And there's, you know, hundreds of birds that every single morning, if you're sleeping in this room, they will wake you up. It's loud as fuck. They chirp.
And, they just beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, and there's hundreds of them. And
they live in the bamboo.
Yeah, and they dive bomb bugs that also live in the bamboo. It's like a
dive bomb,
like a circle of ecosystem. Yeah, bamboo is such a weird thing. That'll be able to grow like a shard from the ground, probably up to the second story window in a matter of a week. I've seen the stock just grow. I mean, in the second
one
story
week.
Window is, what, like 20 feet in the air here?
20 feet, yeah.
Probably.
I'd say. Definitely. And it's going up to your roof, right? It's past the window.
Oh, well, the
big
adult
guys.
Ones are.
Yeah.
But I've seen the just one fucking shard just shoot up in a week.
1 week.
They've used bamboo as torture mechanisms before, where they will, like, have where the bamboo is going to start growing, and they'll tie a person down over top of it, and it's so evasive and strong that it'll grow through somebody. So then they'll have all these different shards growing up, and it'll grow through their back, and it'll eventually grow into their organs, and then, you know, hemorrhage them, and, you know, they'll
what
eventually
the
die.
Fuck?
And then fucking bamboos, you know, right through the people.
Would you rather do that, or would you rather have the stake up your ass on the fence?
like Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, yeah. The slow, painful, fucking splintery asshole death.
That would be extremely
so
awful.
See,
I would probably take the bamboo.
I'd take
growth.
The bamboo and hope that I die of dehydration.
Yeah.
Like, and not just from...
Yeah, because they would have to come by. I don't know. It'd probably take more than a week to grow through you. I mean, because it's got to build up enough power to grow through. I don't know how long it would take.
Gosh, they'd have to really strap you down tough so you can't shift around, because if you keep shifting, you know, it could keep you alive longer.
Yeah, the stalk is kind of like weak whenever it grows up through. So I never really understood, like, because if you move, you may be able to, like, maybe I should go on Debunked.
No, that's fucking badass, though. Just the thought of that, that's pretty cool. Lizzie really likes this back scratcher thing. So Debunked, torture.
No, it says bamboo torture wasn't real. Tie a person over a bamboo stump might indeed be a painful experience after even a couple of days.
So you called it like a week. And like you said, it comes up 20 feet in 1 week. Like, that's straight up grass style growing. I mean, I know bamboo's a blend of grass, but that's like faster than grass. So I'm going to dick.
Yeah, I don't know why this website's not just saying, you know, is it real or not, but yeah, so I guess here, Wikipedia, bamboo.
Execution by bamboo. In World War II, Japanese soldiers practiced torturing technique.
Oh, look at this. The Mythbusters investigated bamboo torture in 2008 episode. They found that it can penetrate through several inches of ballistic gelatin in 3 days. Ballistic gelatin, being consistent with that of human flesh, offered proof that there is form of torture is viable. Now, I wonder if they take an adult stock and then cut it, and then lay them over the adult stock, and then it'll grow through that, you know, like the growth through the cut point of the stock, or if it's the baby one from the ground, you know. Which one do you... I don't know which one it would be.
I think the baby one would be a lot stronger. I mean, like, the old-timey one's strong, don't get me wrong, but, like, the other one's, like, on a mission to get to the sun.
Oh, their status was actually more plausible.
Extremely painful for a person to endure, and declared the myth plausible. Damn!
Yeah.
That's pretty badass, though. What other tortures did they do to people back in the day? Other than tying them to a stake and
burning. Have
you
ever went to, like, a Ripley's Believe It or Not torture? Like, where you would go through and... I don't know, they used to have one where you'd go through there and they would have, like, all the different torture section of all the torture devices that they used.
Is this at the beach? Like, the walkthrough thing
on the
boardwalk?
That was one that I went through on the beach at the time. I've also been through another, I think it was like a museum of World War One or maybe even further back. No, it was, I was in the National up in New York. There was a torture, you know, section there too of all the different torture devices that they used throughout like that point in time.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, they have some crazy stuff, like, you know, with spikes and fucking just nasty shit. I don't know.
What was that movie with J-Lo where, like, she was getting fucked up in her dreams and shit? It starts with, it's like the, it's V, it starts with a V or something.
Who was it?
J-Lo starred in it. J-Lo movies. There you go. The Cell.
Oh, yeah, that was a trippy-ass movie.
I need to watch that again. Like, that's a for real scary movie. Like, that Nightmare Man is fucking absolutely scary. Yeah. Terrifying. Like,
I would like to watch that again. That's got a really interesting, like, premise and plot to it.
And then, like, the remember the torturing device on there? How he fucking grabs you by your intestines and, like, puts it up on the reel and fucking jack-in-the-box your fucking intestines.
Oh, and your intestines would slowly pull out of your body.
Yeah, man. And then, like, he would, like, come over and, like, he would just start talking to you and crank it a couple times. And then, like, he'd walk away and just let you bleed out and, like, let you look at your own shit drip down on you. It's fucking absolutely terrifying.
They did that a lot. Even in Braveheart, they had some torture things where, like, the horses, they would tie them up. I think that it is possible that to have two horses pull, like, your arms and your legs off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
If you gave them a reason, like, what, if you, like, slap their ass with a whip?
Yeah.
But would they still keep going unless you kept hitting them? You know what I mean? Like, if they're just trying to get away, I don't fucking know. I don't know if I could ever watch something like that. Like, I've seen the one time at Wolford's Basement, I saw A Faces of Death, where, like, they had people execution style getting lit up, and that was pretty traumatizing. But, like, the footage wasn't, like, how it is now. Like, you know, if it was, like, HD, all fucking clear and defined, it would have fucking really scared me.
You can find a lot of shit on YouTube of just people getting wasted and pretty different, I mean, pretty graphic, you know, video and stuff.
You ever watch Live Leak?
No, I don't think I went there.
Oh, Live Leak's the shit, man. On there right now, there's a video where this Range Rover, was driving near these biker. It wasn't like a biker group. Right, there it is. Don't click on the more footage. Don't click on the more footage. But, because I clicked on that and that was dumb. But I'll just explain it. Don't worry about playing it just yet. You might have to just put it in the search box. Just put in Range Rover hits biker. Man, like, they were, like, they weren't bullying him, but, like, in the beginning, it looks like, oh, shit. If you go to recent items, I'm sure it'll, pedestrian takes out biker. Nope, keep going down. I want you to see the one that I saw yesterday. I hope they didn't take it off, man. They might have taken it off, because the shit on here is so serious.
I mean, yeah, like, these websites always get, you know, if it's, like, copyright material or something like that, someone owns it.
Well, if you go back on the beginning of the last page, those aren't the videos that I watched, but those look like updates on what happened. But I'll explain, like, the fucking Range Rover, man. He, like, went bloop, bloop over this guy's bike and, like, ran over the bike and the biker, and then they all chased him down, and this dude had a bike cam, and it shows him for, like, 4 minutes on the interstate, like, all these bikes, like, they're all street bikes. Fucking, some of them have their girlfriends on the back. You know, they all have got, like, you could tell they were just having a decent ride for the day. They had a mission to have a good time, and this guy's, like, fucking almost killing them. Or maybe he did kill them. Who knows?
Probably killed them.
But, so then
it's not easy to, I mean, you gotta really be lucky to survive a motorcycle accident.
It was at, like, 2 miles an hour. Okay, so, like, the thing was stopped, and then he just was, like, boop, boop, and just, but still, like, you can fucking crush somebody. He was on his bike, you know, he knocked him off. And then they instantly go after him. So the guy on the webcam, like, viewed the dude getting ran over and then instantly was like, nah, and then, like, went after the guy, chased him down. And then there was another point when he had to come to a stop at an intersection, and some of the bikers got in front of him and they all went around him. And it went again and hit another biker. So that's two.
Yeah.
And then when he had to get to another intersection, you see this dude come out of nowhere off his bike, takes his helmet off, and he's bashing his driver's side window with his helmet, and it was, like, intense. So I don't know if you want to look up an update video, but it was on there.
Oh, man, that sounds extreme. So
it was awesome.
I've been, I wanted to talk to you about this football thing. So, we got the website up and going. Supposedly, Jared, J-Bo and Smith got the registration to the league.
Cool.
And they got that shit going. So
that's
it's
good news.
It's Mavericks.
That's the name of your team?
Football.com.nr.
Oops.
Yep.
Wow. That's your sponsor?
Wait, hang on. Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
That would be fucking awesome if that was our webpage, so. Well, anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about, not about the website, but okay. I wanted to talk to you about, like, people wanted to maybe do the podcast. We would also get some people to come on for the football, and we'd maybe be able to put a podcast link on the website, and then that way people can listen to our podcast by clicking off a link of the website.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, you know, yeah, I wanted to...
That's a good idea.
I might need to turn off this.
So, wait, what's your team called?
It's the Midpen Mavericks.
Midpen Mavericks.
Yeah.
And did you guys make a Facebook page yet? All that good shit?
There is a Facebook page, but that's a closed group. Yeah.
That's not supposed to be. It's supposed to have like a like page somewhere people find out about you, so you have a following.
Am I spelling Why Mavericks would you make, right?
No, you're not. You're not putting the C in it. There you go.
I think I tried that.
Yeah, and it was that fancy one.
I think... All right, so I am working with this guy that's also on the Mavericks.
Okay.
His name's Trey. Big shout out to him. He's doing the webmaster shit for this, so he's got it really fucking going on. And I wish I could find the update that he sent me for it, but it is definitely mavericksfootball.com.nr.
Awesome.
The last I checked. But anyway, in the comments of this podcast, I'll put the actual link, but I guess if they're listening to the podcast, I've already got it out.
What's up with the NR? What is that?
That's it's a Google Plus page that it... you can just edit your own page for free. You don't need to buy any domain or anything like that.
Good.
So it's definitely like the back-ass way to get in there and do that.
Is it free?
It is free, yep. And it's really easy. You just sign into your Google account, and then you can give administrator rights. Like, he has administrator rights for me to go in and edit this page whenever I want. I don't know why this shit's not working.
Well, yeah, that's disappointing. When did you make this? You made this like over a week ago, right?
This was last week.
Yeah. Yep.
After the mutiny.
That's so awesome.
Since J-Bo's like, all right, I'm head coach now. Quarterback, Mike, he's, you know, wherever he goes, that's where the team's going to go. Because without a quarterback, you don't got a team.
Yeah, but, like, didn't J-Bo want to play? Like, what's his deal?
Yeah,
or is he
does want to play.
So
yeah.
How can he be head coach and play at the same time? Is it just because he's got it like that?
Well, I guess you can still, you know, you can still call your own number. Or the coach is the quarterback. He's calling all the plays, you know. He knows what is, you know, he's got the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, structured like, you know, the Harrisburg, or not the Sharks, but they probably are structured much better than we are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the, you know, the Piranha Stampede, it's not like that, or even anything higher like a college structured or high school.
You guys will get there, though. It sounds like you're dedicated.
Yeah. We got a couple practices now. What we got to do is we got to raise enough money so we can get all the equipment, pay off the referees, you know, book the home field. And, you know, all of this is going to cost, like, you know, 10 G's, 10 grand. So we're getting sponsors. I'm going to design a Kickstarter. And I'll definitely put the link for that as well. Do you know what Kickstarters are?
Mm-mm.
So Kickstarters are, you can go on here and just register a project, and people are able to go to this project and donate money to it. So if you go to, usually it comes up with, like, your local area. And it shows, like, here's Mechanicsburg, PA.
That's cool.
Here's four people that have registered Kickstarters. I don't know. I guess this guys look like music, and this is Psalm Praise Project. Well, they've pledged. They've already got, like, $1,800 here.
Wow.
And they got 7 days to go until their Kickstarter's done. This person is in Harrisburg.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It doesn't look like much when you look at it on the graph, but to look down, it's like pledged $11.95. I was like, and it's only 7%. So they get up there for free for 30 days or something like that? Or that one's on?
That's on 25 more days, but only 7% out of 1,195. So they're trying to get like
tons of monies.
Yeah, they're trying to get a shit ton of money. I don't know who's going to donate to them. But, like, if we put our team on there, like, I'm sure there's a lot of people around that are going to be like, yeah, I live in Wormleysburg around there. I'd like to scout some people. You know, like, I would like to go and watch their football games.
That's interesting.
So if we put that money on, I mean, if we put our project on there,
yeah,
people locally around that are interested in football are going to, or hopefully, donate.
Holy crap, that person's got 28 grand. 72 grand.
The Edison-style light bulb lamps that are powered with LEDs and created as beautiful works of functional art.
Read this one.
In Lancaster, PA.
No,
so
wait.
All they did is design this LED light bulb and base like this, and they wanted, what is this, pledge of $12,000 to get their goal. So they wanted $40,000.
Damn. What's 57 backers? It took 57 people to get that much money?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's fucking heavy pledges, man. That's like $1,000 pledges plus. Okay. If you go back, there was one right there. It says, go forward there. Click on the little arrow.
Here. Look. Go ahead and can you reach that? I'm going to use the restroom quick.
Oh, shit. Could you just click on this arrow right here? Oh, it's not the same page that it was before. Anyway, oh, here it is. Yeah, a zombie killing game and escape and survival. Well, Cisco went to the bathroom, said, I don't want this to be dead air. Chilling here, still drinking some coffee. Super dead air. Could at least played the Molly song or something. Man, the show really flatlined there for a little bit. I was just, like, watching it. I was like, oh, I don't have anything to say. I'm just going to sit here.
Just be quiet then.
I had absolutely nothing to say.
Sorry. I just, you know, I was working out before you came over for, like, an hour. So I just drank a shit ton of water before you came over, like, probably about a gallon of water. And now we're drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I could not hold it anymore. So
it's really healthy, though. Drinking a gallon of water is really good for you.
So, what do you think about the whole Kickstarter idea?
I think it's an excellent idea. I wish more people knew about it. Apparently, a lot of people know about it with all these pledges, but all you have to do is promote that shit, you know, promote your Kickstarter page and tell people, even if it's $5, if every single person you knew on Facebook donated $5, right. You know.
I mean, like, you tell everybody on the team to start posting about this Kickstarter, mm-hmm. and it goes out to, I mean, like, I have, what, 500 friends, maybe people don't see a lot of my feeds, but, you know, I put that on there. Everybody else has, you know, like, 500 people. That person has, like, 500 people. You blast it out to the area, maybe some people will be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, he's a good kid. Let's donate, you know, $20.
Mm-hmm. $20.
It could happen.
Good idea. I would get on there. If you guys put it on there, I would donate.
I think I was going to set the goal for, like...
This is the one I was going to tell you about.
Russian one?
This Mother Russia, 1943, one baby, one rifle, 2 million zombies, first standalone graphic novel. I don't know if they've published it or... I don't exactly
it's
know.
It's a book about Russian zombies?
I don't know, but that's a lot of money. Plus, you don't need that much money for a book. So I didn't know if it was like a live-action thing that they're going to post pictures onto a graphic novel. I don't know. I got confused by that. That's a lot of money, though.
Wow.
$72,000.
You know, like, this is right down the road. They got $72,000 so far.
Look at that background, man. Look at all those zombies. Like, it's fucking badass. Did you ever see Dead Snow with the Nazi zombies?
No.
It's in German. It's in German, so you have to read subtitles. Unless I just downloaded the German version, but I don't know.
Look, this is a pretty badass comic book. I mean, there's snipers, and they're sniping, like, these old Soviet-style generals wearing these crazy World War II-style hats.
Have you ever read a graphic novel before?
Huh?
Have you ever read a graphic novel before?
Not like this. Definitely not like this.
See, you can't call that a comic book. Once it gets to the point of it being a graphic novel, it's way different than a comic book. Like, nerds will tell you that real quick. Like, it's not a graphic novel.
Well, like, that definitely wasn't, you know, a comic book. And
like
that definitely wasn't a regular novel.
Watchmen? You know how that's based on a graphic novel?
Watchmen.
Yeah, did you ever see the movie Watchmen?
Yeah. I did watch
put in
that
the
one.
Search engine, put in Watchmen graphic novel images, and see what comes up, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, go graphic into images. Novel images.
There you go.
So
this one came out a long time ago.
This is more like a comic book.
If you go down here, that like right here, that's graphic novel stuff. Like, well, I know with the little captions, that's comic book. That's how the graphic novels are, too. Like, you were looking at pictures that didn't have bubbles, but here, like, click on this picture of Rorschach.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Badass. Like, you see all the detail in his, like, in his pants and stuff? Like, that's really awesome.
I can't believe people have talent to draw like that. Do you have any, like, drawing talent?
Yeah, I always have. I've always been really talented. I actually got a pumpkin today that's, like, this big, and he's, like, this. And I want to search online for, like, inspiration, you know, and then, like, let's say I see something, like, I was thinking about doing, like, some kind of Igor, you know, like, the guy who's, like, Frankenstein, or something that you don't normally
Igor
see.
Igor from, the Game of Thrones?
No, the guy, the little hunchback guy that used to follow around. That's just an example. I want to just do something that's not on a traditional pumpkin face, like, not a mummy. The last one I did was a mummy, but
With Halloween coming up, do you know what you're going to be?
I want to get a costume sooner than later. I want to, you know, like I don't want to wait till the last minute. Like, I want to order it online and try and get a cheap costume somewhere.
I was going to try to get some pretty good costume this year.
Dude, I'm going to try and hit up as many Halloween parties as I can. Like, the dude that I met through this new guy I'm seeing, he's getting kicked out of his place because it needs all this shit for inspection, and the landlord's refusing to do that, so it's releasing all its tenants.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a going-away Halloween party at the end of the month that you should come to with me. But any Halloween party we hear about, we should just crash, man. Like,
I know. Like, I definitely want to get a good costume.
Like, I know that you have your brother's thing on the
12th. He's probably going to have something. Yeah. Oh, on the 12th? Okay.
Yeah, your brother's thing on the 12th. Like, I think there's one that night, but you're going to be busy with the reception and stuff.
Yeah.
My friend's having one that night. It's like a housewarming Halloween party that they're doing.
Do you have any idea what you're going to be?
I like to just browse and be inspired. Like, because, you know, there's so much new shit. Like, I was a mummy a couple years ago. A little sexy mummy outfit with, like, mummy leggings.
I would want to be maybe something from, like, TV. Oh, yeah, the adult Kick-Ass costume would be pretty
funny. Oh, that's awesome. One of my favorite things to do is to go downtown and look at all the costumes. Like, we have to go downtown on Halloween night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that not too many people know, but that Snake Eyes from the G.I. Joe movie is pretty fucking cool costume. Being a samurai like that.
That is pretty badass, man. Those are some crazy-ass outfits. You see those Transformer ones?
Yeah, and look at these Stormtroopers from the Star Wars, being Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Those are expensive costumes, like, more than I would be willing to spend.
That Darth Maul one. Yeah, I would probably, like, a $60 costume is probably acceptable.
Those are, like, $70. That one only has 2 stars. I don't think enough people go back on and rate things, though. Like, it's really hard to trust a star rating. Like, not enough people do that shit. And all around, not just for costumes, you know, but, like, for shows, for Comcast, for everything. Yeah, let's look at these.
Which one?
Go to Deluxe. Go to Deluxe, up in the upper.
See, I think men should have a Ravewear section, too.
What is Ravewear? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Probably, like, just glowing shit.
Glowing shit. Look at the mermaid one. That's crazy. $100.
That's pretty hot, though.
Yeah, that is a hot costume.
Look at the Robin Hood one.
Wait, is that the third one? Wait, Mad Hatter. Where's the Robin? Oh, okay, I see it.
Right, this one.
That is hot, isn't it? Yeah. But those boots don't come with it. Like, that... You always have to keep that in mind. No, yeah, they don't.
I don't know. Probably not, but...
Well, for $100, they should.
They probably do. I mean, let's see. No. Includes the petticoat, the sleeves, the dress, hat, but no.
Yeah, for $100. Oh, see, you know what? Those aren't even boots. Those are little legging things. The sleevelets. That's what... Wait.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you wear them over anything you want. You wear them over your heels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
That's a fucking cool idea.
That is a cool idea.
That's why she's wearing black stiletto things, and then her leglets or her sleevelets are tannish.
Nice. All right, back to him. I'm getting really excited.
What is this? This leopard costume.
Look at those feeties.
That's just like ho right there.
They're getting more and more expensive. You should fucking... Wait, we got to get out of here. I think that's why it's called Deluxe, because I think that's why they're so expensive.
These are some fucking really detailed costumes, though.
The Dungeon Mistress? Go back up for a second. Look at that first one right here on the left. That one's really sexy.
I did check that one out. Definitely the hottest of the four in that row.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's do this. Let's pick a row and see which one you would think would be the hottest. Top row.
The cigarette girl. I like the cigarette girl.
I was going to go for the flirty Moulin Rouge. the middle one. I pick the purple. The girl wearing that purple burlesque.
I don't know if this is good podcast discussion. I'm getting sucked into this shit. That is awesome, though. I think girls should order these costumes out of season and, like, perform, man. These are, like, some fucking sexy... This isn't shit you want to wear at a party and have all eyes on you. You know what I mean? That's some shit you want to wear in the bedroom, I imagine. I wouldn't be comfortable with my ass all hanging out like that, like, at a party. I want to, like, be able to bend down and pick up my lighter if it falls on the ground and I was worried about my ass falling out.
Yeah, those were, like... I mean, look at these Ravewear ones. They're all just, like, high fluorescent.
That's the shit you should buy before you go to the gathering, man. I wish I would have fucking came on here and, like, did some crazy shit.
Yeah. I mean, look at all this cool shit.
Look at that black and yellow one. Yeah. Now I could be a Steelers cheerleader.
Look at these crazy fucking... Look at those fucking leggies.
Those are insane. I hate them.
Could you imagine if... I didn't see anybody wear something like this with, like, the rainbow-colored leg warmer, the fluffy ones. Get the fuck...
I love those wigs, though. I wouldn't mind getting one of those wigs. But you know they don't look like that on you. Like, the way they look on those girls is not how those wigs look when you get them in the mail. When you get them in the mail, they're all rugged.
Oh, glow. Look at that. Wigs.
Could you imagine having that during the fucking... The disco?
Disco.
Fuck yeah.
Look at this fucking light-up blue and pink noodle headband.
That's like Medusa.
What the fuck? Only
it's only $15. Oh, that thing's badass. That's a noodle headband.
That's a noodler.
It's so silly. Look at that wig, though. Look at... Is that one... The Nicki Minaj and shit. I like this one, though, with the blue. That looks badass.
Yo, if I were a chick, I would be getting a lot of shit off of here. Look at all these accessories.
Dude, you should send me... Yeah, you should send me this link, because I'm totally... Yeah,
Party City.
I think I can remember that.
Well, I mean, it's a reminder. I'll send you a reminder message.
I don't think I can wear, like, some crazy risque costume at the comedy club that Saturday, but I think I could get away with wearing a wig. I think my boss would let me wear a fucking wig. And not say anything.
You could definitely wear a wig.
Yeah, like, what if I had some purple hair or something for the night? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Alright, so I think this is cash. I've just been holding it this whole time.
So, what different costumes have you been for Halloween, like, when you were a kid? What did you do and dress up as, and when you went trick-or-treating?
When we were kids, like, it was kind of, like, traditional, because we were just, like, getting introduced to costumes, so you want to be all the gay ones that everyone else is, so I was, like, the princess, the cat, the witch, the vampire. You know, I did all the traditional ones.
Yeah.
But now that I've been older, like, last year, I was, like, a military chick. Very similar to what this chick's wearing, except it was, like, a lighter, icy kind of camo. But I had, like, the bullets going across my chest, and I had, like, my little canteen web belt, and I wore, like, a couple different things that I have, like, accessories and shit. And that was a pretty badass costume. I went to a really nice Halloween party last year with Zakir and his brother.
Yeah.
We got there. And the dude had, like, a big fucking Confederate flag hanging down from his porch. And, like, those two looked at me and they're like, is this guy racist? And then, like, they ended up being, like, one of the only, like, four black people at the whole party. And there was a lot of people there. But it was one of those, like, E-Town parties.
He was a black guy that had a Confederate flag.
He was a white guy that had a Confederate flag. And it was for fucking bring the South back reasons. You know what I mean? He wasn't necessarily, like, burn him at the stake kind of racist. But, you know, why else would you have a fuck? I'm telling you, this flag was, like... A humongous flag, like as big as they come. You know, you can see it from a mile away, and they instantly notice it. And when I see shit like that, after like living in Perry County, like I was so accustomed to it that I didn't notice it before they did.
Yeah.
And I had to like cover his ass. I'm like, no, I'm sure he just, you know, he's from Florida. Like, he is from Florida. I didn't make that shit up, but it was an awesome party.
Is that really a symbol that black people take offense to? If you see it?
Well, I think if you're from the South, I think you're allowed to have a Confederate flag. But I think if you're from the North and you have a Confederate flag, what else would that mean other than if you live by Southern ways of thinking? Like, you know, bring the Southern way of thinking back. So it's kind of stereotypical
if a Northerner does it, but like a Southerner, it's kind of...
It's acceptable because it's a Southern region's flag. The Confederate flag doesn't necessarily stand for racism. It stands for like a Southern pride, right? The way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, like... You can't discredit the South and, you know, like the immense amount of industry that they supported this country on, you know, through, you know, they did use slave labor and stuff, but that's not all they stood for whenever they succeeded from the Union. I guess it's not good. I wouldn't really be repping it, you know, hanging out my window and...
Man.
But, I mean, since it was Halloween, I thought that it was just, like, for a joke. For like that night, but it was his banner.
No, it was it was like the way he like his decorations were.
Yeah.
And he had a fucking beer truck out there, and he had like a bunch of like hot dogs and hamburgers going, and he had like a live band out front, like the biggest bonfire ring you've ever seen. Like he had like so many cinder blocks. I don't know if he like did a job with masonry and there was a bunch of extra shit. But he had it made there. This was the guy, I just got done telling you about this guy who started texting me and he has a girlfriend and he thought that I was going to like holler at him while he had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I told you about this guy a little bit.
So.
Yeah, so he got the point. I let him know. We'll just leave it at that. But I won't be going to that Halloween party this year, but that was definitely badass with the beer truck. I don't think it cost him that much. Like, imagine getting six kegs and then, like, running the truck and it keeps them cool. They're all hooked up and then you just go up to the tab. So you're not worried
Holy
about people.
Shit, that's a fucking nice party.
Yeah, and then, like, you do have to, like, climb up in the truck and go up there and pump them every so often. But, you know, they stay going pretty well when they're full. And there was, like, a good 40 people there, all in costume. All in costume. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You had, like, your potheads up on the fucking rooftop, like, loft area, and then you had, like, the people, like, with the fire area, and then there was, like, the live band, and then you had, like, your beer pong party area, and then you had, like, people doing lines out in their cars and shit. Like, everybody, there's all the cliques everywhere and shit, and then he had a... It was so big, he had a porter potty out there, so, like, people weren't going in his house kind of thing. Like, you didn't want that many people, but there was nobody allowed in the house. It was all outside. Which is the way a party should be. When parties get in houses, like, you know, people tend to, like, go into different rooms, and it gets too crowded, and it gets really clicky, whereas at least outside, you're all out in the open.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, you know, when people have parties out in the country, it's nice, and, you know, you feel like there's nobody around. You can have a bonfire. Your open space is to chill. Definitely, like, country parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, now that, like, it's fall and it's getting cold out, you know, like, bonfires are now going to be coming around.
I love bonfires.
Yeah.
I love that. Getting drunk and, like, eating food on the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, the camaraderie, like, it's just all there. I grew up camping, though. Like, we didn't go to the beach. We always camped.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to step up my camping gear, you know?
Did this last trip prove that to you?
Yep. Yeah, because, like, even if I think about going to the gathering again or going into another, you know, music fest like that, it's, you know, you need to be prepared.
They're everywhere, man. Like, that Free Fest wasn't far. Yeah. I think it was in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I was just looking at the shares group on Facebook, and they were like, Festy season's just coming along. There's, like, some, I want to call it Electric Moonshine or something. It was some ridiculous name.
Oh, my God. I saw a truck with that written on it today.
Well, that's weird. That's, like, a fucking sign. Well, that's going to be...
Moonshine on there. But I think it was Electric Moonshine. It had all sorts of crazy shit. It was a big van.
Oh, well, shit. Maybe that's one of the bands they were advertising.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just saw, like, some little banner, and it was, like... Not Edison, PA, but, like, somewhere like that. It was, like, it's maybe started with an M, but I didn't click on Google Maps to see where it was at, but it's probably far. It's probably, like, up near, like, Scranton or something. Yeah. But at least it's not in Connecticut. But, like, this state is perfect for festivals. There should be way more festivals. Like, man, that should be something on that sponsorship thing, like a bunch of fucking people like ourselves, like, promoting it and being, like, all about the music. And then, like, when I looked at it, it was, like, exactly like the gathering. It was, like... no nitrous, no illegal drugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was like something other, no glass.
There was like 100 people that were arrested at one of the festivals in California.
Recently?
Yeah, it just happened like this last week. It rounded up a bunch of people with like ecstasy pills.
Oh, that's so sad because I think if you have over a certain amount of ecstasy pills, it's automatically like 3 years in prison. I think it's depending on the state, but it is a serious, serious offense. Because once they break it down and test it, you're being charged with all the things that are in it, right? The compound?
Yeah.
Or is it, like, the overall whole? They're just like, oh, you have this shitty shit.
Let's see. California Festival, August 2013 arrest. Well, it's not August 2013. It's September. Or even October. I don't know if it happened today. I forget when I saw that news.
What does it say?
I can't find it. I don't know where I got that blurb of news from.
So, I'm sorry, I'm distracted by this text. What were we just talking about? Oh, the festies getting busted. Like, man... I know we talked enough about that festival, but, like, you have to just take care of yourself. You have to know, but, like, when you're under the influence, see, luckily, when those people were approaching us, we weren't high on anything except weed, so, like, it didn't matter. But, like, could you imagine, like, being really fucked up and somebody approaching you like that, and you just, like...
Oh, who knows what you would do.
Yeah, like, I don't know, your whole, like, trusting factor gets, like tested, like, but, you know, you have to go on your instincts. Like, we all had an instinct together when it came to that one guy. We already talked about this story, but... Yeah. That's just really cool. I'm glad that we all vibed like that.
So, what's going on with the Steelers this year, Casey?
I don't want to talk about that. But I know that, okay, so right this last pass that Roethlisberger fucked up on that last play.
Yeah.
Right before that play, and I had noticed this too, after he threw the ball and his hand was coming down and he had let go of the ball, him and another center or something, like they hit hands. And I saw him going like this.
Yeah.
And then that very next play, he got sacked and dropped the ball. One thing that he got sacked. That's just us not protecting him well enough again. But, you know, they were ready for our play. We're right there on the first. They had a good defense. Yeah. Like, what's fucked up is our offense, is it that bad if we scored, 27 points? We allowed them to score 34. So what's wrong with that? Like, we're losing out on the one thing that we're good at all of a sudden. Like, just let them score.
You guys did play good that entire game. That was a very good game. It's probably relieving seeing that you actually are able to score 24 points and more in a game and be dominant enough in the offense. Because it was all low-scoring games before that. You guys only had a few touchdowns. I guess Brown, you know, with the receiver, he had, two scores in that one game? So, I don't know. It was good. They played good, but you definitely needed a W there. They're 0-4, so.
You know, we did need the W. I'm not going to get discouraged. I just, I enjoy other teams as well. So, I think at this point, you don't have second and third favorite teams for this reason. But I just overall enjoy watching football. And, the older I get, the more I'm like, I'd like to see my team do good. But, man, I really like seeing other teams do good, too.
Yeah.
And then I start to get, the whole underdog thing where I'm like, I want to see the Patriots and the Broncos lose. Oh, and Baltimore. You know, those top three. And then I'd like to see teams Colts. I'd love to see them go to the fucking Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I mean, I like Luck. Definitely excited to see him continue.
I'm smashing some coffee.
Good for that corporation, for that it's awesome that you go from one quarterback to another that's you can count on.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to New Girl. It's coming on in 25 minutes. You got Fox, right?
Yeah, I haven't watched the first two episodes this season, right?
Would you be willing to watch the third episode without seeing the first
probably.
Two?
Probably. Is there anything that I need to know that
I didn't?
Because they're usually progressive. You should watch.
I don't want a spoiler alert for you, but I can tell you the first two episodes.
Well, if there was something major specific, I know Jess was just started kind of seeing. Nick.
Yeah, the first episode, her and Nick go to Mexico.
Okay, so the cliffhanger they left off, now they like each other. So
yeah, they're together.
Now it's just they're together.
Yeah, they're together.
It's just random things that they're doing together.
Yep.
All right.
And they're all in love. And then the second episode is Schmidt trying to decide whether or not he wants his ex fatty girl or Cece, the beautiful Indian model.
Yeah.
So he was at a holiday party or some shit for his work.
Yeah.
And both of them were invited on accident. He had to go around and he was telling the one that the other one's a caterer. It was a very funny episode. And then he's telling the one that was a caterer that, the other one isn't there. It was a bunch of lies. But honestly, dude, we don't have to watch it. You should really watch those two episodes.
No, I would like to watch it
I can just download
cool
it later.
I'm doing this too if you.
What?
I'm cool continuing to do the podcast. It's we're only been going for an hour.
If you want to do it till 9 and watch New Girl, I'm cool with that. I could always download it when I get home, man. Whatever vibe we're in, talking wise.
I am going to get these ones because it is something that, But I think this is a really good show. I mean, the first two seasons were extremely funny. And, it's definitely worth watching.
Very good show. And I love that Orange is the New Black. I watch those two back-to-back, and I'll tell anybody to watch them, guy or girl. Even if they are kind of, come across, chicky shows, they're really not. They're just very well-written, and there's female leads.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think about our government shutting down today?
Will you explain it to me a little bit better? Because from what I read, it's, national parks and, agriculture, ETA type shit, people
yeah,
that...
all right, so I was supposed to go to Philadelphia this weekend to hang out, and I wanted to go to, museums and stuff and, have a really good time showing someone around, that's new to the area.
Yeah.
And the fucking museums and most of everything else is all closed up.
That sucks, man.
So, I mean...
That really sucks. What's the point of going down there? But you know where you should go?
Get a shot of that, too.
You know the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing they have in... New York City, the observation place?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that place is close.
Probably private.
I've always wanted to go there. Me and my dad want to go there. I was thinking about taking him there for his birthday here in a couple weeks. It's only 3 hours away. Anywho, if it's not closed down, but like that's like humongous. Oh, yeah. It's humongous. Hayden Planetarium. I can't think of the name.
It's really cool too. I mean, have you ever been to a planetarium? You've been to this one?
What, the one in Harrisburg? Smithsonian?
This Neil deGrasse Tyson one?
No, I want to. You should do a Google, like,
There's a video.
That's asking you too much on the show. I don't want you to be distracted by the computer, but if you look at it on the fucking Google Earth from above, it looks like Hogwarts out of, like, Harry Potter. Because Central Park is right beside it, and it's, like, surrounded by tree line. It's beautiful. And whenever they took those pictures that day, it's, like, such a nice fall pic. Hmm. You should do Google Earth map, if that comes up better, and then just do, like, images. So anyway, I think it's like $30 a person, and you get multiple things with it. Like when you look at the website and it breaks down the ticket prices, there's like A, B, and C type packages. And with the A package, it's like you get in and you get to see a IMAX movie of your choice out of like the two different movies that are available at two different times. And then there's like a second exhibit that's open up to you, because when you look at it from above, you can tell there's multiple exhibits in there.
Yeah.
It's like a second floor exhibit or something. And then like the bigger package is like the whole fucking place, two movies, two people included. Like they do good price deals and it's worth it. It's a good present. And my dad's really into fucking Neil deGrasse. He's like his favorite fucking guy ever.
I don't know why that's not
Neil deGrasse Tyson Hayden Planetarium. You didn't do the, I'm sorry, man. Are you stoned?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this. I'm looking at it, searching for it on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Just do Hayden. Don't even put his name in. Just do Hayden Planetarium, and you'll find it. Because his name's not in the damn. There you go, Central Park. Blow.
There we go.
I want to see the bird's eye. Look how big it is. Isn't that some Hogwarts shit?
This is where I was, American Museum of Natural History in New York. I've been to that one.
I think he only has like one area. I don't think it's his whole big deal. I don't think
he might have like a special section or something. Yeah, because they have dinosaurs in there, and
that's awesome.
They have like all the different species from all the different continents, and then they even go back to like where humans, like, they have, like, the remains of humanoids that were, you know, tens of thousands of years old and, you know, even older than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fucking cool.
Like, it is cool.
They're definitely not monkeys. They are, you know, and then it has, you know, fossils of, you know, ancient fish that were fucking big as shit.
And that would be so cool.
All these different
Look, your one's already done.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm really into that shit. Like, I love looking at shit. I could stay there all day just looking at stuff.
But that's why it kind of sucks, because, like, you know, in Philly, I don't know which museums are going to be open or not now because of this shutdown of the government.
Well, how is that any different,
like,
you know?
This is so fucking bullshit. Like, we don't have enough money to operate a fucking government right now. Like, this is fucking bullshit. And even if they do get a price extension on their budget, so like all it will take is for Congress to approve, like, okay, our credit limit is this, but we're gonna just push it back to 19 point whatever trillion, you know, like that way we can keep building more and more debt up until that limit. But right now, we know the Republicans or Democrats can't come up with a vote that will stop it or advance the debt limit so we can do a little bit more. They just, you know, it's a hard stop.
How long have they been working on this as a unit, trying to discuss and
well,
decide on the same
scare,
thing?
You know, there's been at least two other big scares that on the radio, it's such a huge fucking deal if they don't do it. And that's why there's been filibusters about it. And I mean, all right, so the last time that this has ever happened has been in 1995. That we had to, at least that's what I heard on the radio.
Does Obamacare have anything to do with this? Is Obamacare not coming out now because of this? Because they couldn't come to an agreement? Because the
no, it's not. It's not because of Obamacare.
Not because of Obamacare,
it's
but is Obamacare
a coincidence that now Obamacare is starting right this moment? Isn't that a little bit of a fucking like craziness? Like, okay, the day we drop Obamacare is the same day the fucking government shut down and it can't fucking, you know, fund its own fucking illegal operation. This money, this debt, it's just being created anyway. Where do you think we're getting this allowance to be able to pay off our debts from? We're just printing money and just creating it with digital ones and zeros and throwing it out to the stock markets and giving it to other companies. And it's still fake money that they're just printing. They're just printing this. This, you know, inflating a currency it's our currency means nothing now, you know?
Well, I'm going to ask you a dumb question real quick because I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But the way Obamacare is set up, I'm going to start having benefits in November. Am I going to get fined for not having benefits right now?
Well, it's going to be tough for you because you're in military, so who knows what you're going to get. You're going to have to find out through your, like, FOB or wherever you go, your base, and you have to find out what your packages are.
Well, my question is, do you have to have health care by January 2014?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll have it in November.
Right.
And then my active orders will start, and then I'll be getting, like, on for real.
Like. See, it was weird. Like, I guess my company is, they're saying, okay, we're still going with this plan, and this is what our company offers.
Right.
But I guess I have to go to, like, healthcare.gov or something or like that, and then you're able to go on your market share. So each state set up an exchange where you can go out, and it's a market of different insurance plans that you pay.
They're all going to be jacked up. They're going to jack those prices up so high, well, knowing that people need them.
I didn't even go to this today because I have work out the ass. Like, I have no time for anything else.
I know. You don't send me snaps. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, no, what confuses me is how do they base the fine? Like, you know, because it should be based – okay, not it should be anything. I fucking hate Obamacare. But if they're going to be fining people, it should be based on the income they make. Like, I don't have a lot of income. So if I don't have – let's just say I'm one of the many people that are poor out there. Why would we pay a big fine? We should only pay, like, a percentage fine, like 10% of what we make in a year. So if I make 30 grand a year, I should only have to pay $300 for not having insurance. If I choose not to have insurance because I can't afford it monthly, I'll give you $300 out of my taxes at the end of the year. Like, it should be set up different. Yeah. Is he just going to fucking send people out fines in the mail?
I guess so. I mean, like, and also, that's the whole thing about our Constitution is, like, it's not a legal tax. Like, you can't tax somebody, like, for, you can't fine somebody for not doing something that they just don't wish to do.
Exactly.
It's against your, like, freedom of right or some kind of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how can they fine me because I don't want to do something?
Because I don't get sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what car insurance is for. If something happens to me in my car, I already pay every fucking month for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, shit is mostly covered unless it's fucking serious.
You pay it because you choose to drive, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't choose to drive, you wouldn't have to pay that.
I mean, like, injury-wise. Like, you know how that's always covered.
What are they saying? Like, we already choose to live, so therefore we have to pay and, you know, because we may get hurt or we may get sick or something.
So do you know how much they're going to be fining?
I heard it was probably less than what it would cost to get a plan.
And but you constantly keep getting fined if you don't get it?
Like, I guess every year. I mean...
So once a year you pay one fine.
They said serious repercussions, but, you know, I doubt it.
Serious repercussions? What the fuck is going on, man? Shit is getting out of control.
This is healthcare.com, and I guess I gotta enter.
Yeah, let's see what it says. I hate this song in the background, by the way.
Oh, look at this. You can't even, like...
You gotta tell them.
They want you to just go in...
Tell me the last time you wiped your ass, and I'll give you healthcare.
I think this is PA Healthcare Exchange, Pennsylvania.healthcare.com. That should be the right link, right?
I'm sorry, I was distracted by that text.
PA Healthcare Exchange, which the link is Pennsylvania.healthcare.com. That should be legitimate, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, when you go in here, it says view plans, but it wants you to just type
Yeah, there's no little lock and key up in the corner that shows you that your shit's secure, your information is secure.
Oh, wait, what's this right here? The average monthly individual health insurance premium paid for single person coverage in PA is $239. But, I mean...
Oh, that's like, premium. That's premium, so that's 6 months, right? The average... Oh, that's monthly.
Yeah.
thank God I had the military shit, man. I could never afford that. Like,
well, I mean, if my company says it's like $149 for every 2 weeks.
That's how much you pay for insurance.
Yeah, so I pay like $300 a month. Yeah.
For just in case.
Yeah.
For just in case. Like, I have a card in my wallet just in case something happens.
I mean, and then still you have a deductible if you go.
And
still have to pay so absorbent amount of cost.
From what I understand, they're jacking the prices up, and then they're taking the percentage down of the coverage, so you're still going to owe. It's like 70% covered, and you still got to come up with that other 30 along with the copay.
Yeah.
With certain things, like let's say you want to get a fucking bump removed off your arm or something.
Well, that wouldn't be expensive. I mean, that'd probably be like $50, you know?
I don't know.
And then maybe a copay. But
it's still like, who the fuck? I don't know. Like, you pay this monthly thing. Why would you
use insurance for something like that? You only use insurance for like major catastrophes. I mean, yeah, if you go to the doctor for a checkup, they're gonna run your insurance. But that's just, you know, like the $60 to $100 that the place gets.
Dude, I'm never going to the hospital ever again. Did you ever go to a family urgent care center?
No.
Oh man, don't ever go to the emergency room. If something happens to you, go to the urgent care center because there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And they're going to get you right in, and it's exactly like an ER, except they take care of you better, and it's not infested with people that are fucked up. I went there when I was covered in hives. I had my wisdom teeth taken out last year. And I got and a reaction from the amoxicillin. I was on amoxicillin for like 7 days. You know, the longer you take something, it works in your system. It gets deep in there. It's like in your blood, in your tissue. It stays dormant.
Like steroids and stuff or whenever you're like really sick,
Well, it wasn't sick. It was like, you know, healing, you know, for the infected mouth. So like, on this amoxicillin and I'm on Vicodin and I was fucked up, man. I was like, you know, abusing my Vicodins and shit, like taking them too soon, like just riding it out for a couple of days. And then I start getting these hives. So then I don't know if it's from the Vicodin or amoxicillin.
Yeah.
I was bad, like from head to toe. I thought I was going to die. I was like, at any time, my throat's going to collapse in. I'm going to die. Like, so then I go to the urgent care center. It cost me $200 without insurance because I have no health insurance right now.
Yeah.
$200.
It would be more than that if you went to the hospital.
Right. So it was $200, and that was for, you know, filing fees. They want to charge you for paperwork. They want to charge you for overall, like, checkup, like, inspection of your body. And then, like, there was no x-rays. It was medicine and, like, just treatment, I guess, overall treatment.
Yeah.
And that was $200, and I was done, and I was taken care of, and they gave me, like, a shot of a steroid, and they got me all fucking taken care of, and they were like, they were like, in 3 days, it'll be out of your system, drink a lot of water, take a lot of showers and shit, but, like, it was the most agonizing thing. Like, I can never take amoxicillin ever again.
Huh.
And I've been on...
I never had to do it. That's awesome that they can, you can do that at the urgent medical care.
Mm-hmm. You can go there for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like any, like, okay, let's just say,
can
like
you
something.
Go there for like just a regular checkup.
And it might even be closer than the hospital. Like if you would Google right now, you might have one in your, because they're popping
up. I think
there's
one in the Carlisle Pike.
Well, I guess polyclinic would be closer if
but
something happened to you.
I think that may be like a patient's first thing. I know it's like one of those. I don't know if it's actually urgent medical care. Urgent care, Harrisburg. Was this at one of the ones that's in the Harrisburg area, or was this one of the ones that's on the West Shore over here?
This one that I went to was across from the CVS and right on the Carlisle Pike.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, right here.
Yep.
This one. The patient's first.
Patient first.
Yeah, I mean, I hear people, you know, at my company say they go there for their kids and stuff like that, and it's really, you know,
it's easy and painless. In and out situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like multiple beds too. So it's like, it's not just a couple people. Like they could house like a good 40 customers, a couple patients in there.
Yeah. I am going to have to maybe stop this. Do you want to?
We can shut down. New girl's coming on in 5 minutes.
I have to be absent for a minute. Or what do you want to do?
I got to pee.
I do too.
I'm going to go first. I've had 3 cups of coffee.
All right, go
let's
ahead.
Yeah, let's shut this bitch down. How long did we go?
It was 1 hour and 16 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yep.
All right, so we're signing off.
All right, peace.